studios. It's been a little bit, but we're live again. President Gail Hutchison joining us. Hi, Gail.
How you doing, Scott?
Let me see here. Hold on a second. Let me just make sure I got the right buttons. Okay, there we go.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
See, we haven't had live studio, so it's like I'm not used to having people in with us, but we're doing great. Thanks for taking the time to come on over. We know it's a busy time as campus and the town overall. I was telling you before we came on, just this weekend, you can tell kids are back.
Isn't that vibe great?
It was busy everywhere you go, so that's good news. So how was your summer vacation?
So summer was super. We were gearing up for this fall semester, so I'm so happy that we're just about all back. So I'm really, really pleased with that.
Now, all back still given option to students
No. Faculty and staff are back on campus. Okay. Everybody's in full swing for work. And students, we've got about 80% of our classes in person.
Okay.
And then the vibe on campus is like it always has been. Really, everybody's there.
Is it tough getting some of the faculty back and maybe in their offices and maybe getting students back in the classrooms because they've become so familiar with maybe doing stuff remotely? Or is it the alternative where they're like, we need to be around people and quit being alone?
Well, it's a little bit of both, Mike. And I would say that everyone is happy to have the students back because we know we do better when we're in person. So faculty and staff have been really excited about that. But we're also understanding that hybrid and virtual has a place. It really enhances that in-person learning. So we're trying to figure all of that out. But 80% back in person with most of our students back on campus, 1,900 back in the residence halls. We're looking like the good old Chico State.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, there were reports a little bit, enrollment down a little bit?
Enrollment is down. I need everyone's help, actually. We're down a good 2,500 folks, and I need to get that enrollment up over the next 2 years. A lot of reasons why the enrollment is down. We had the campfire, other mega fires, COVID itself, where students stop out. But I could use everyone's help in recruiting people or students to come to Chico State.
Is there still hesitancy, you think, from kids coming back to campus? Is that a reason maybe leaving home and coming and actually moving? It's still in the midst, you know, because COVID's still there.
Yep, COVID's still there.
And you think that's some of it?
It is. You know, students have concern about health. Obviously, we all do. But I think we're doing very well with our COVID practices on campus. There's financial reasons. There's family responsibilities. A lot of our students have family and work responsibilities. So trying to get them to come back and meet their schooling needs as well as their financial needs. We'll get them back.
I'm wondering about the marketing efforts to try and get students here. And just it's interesting because one of our sister station carries the Oakland A's, and during their broadcasts, Cal State East Bay runs ads to try and get students there. Dodgers games, there are ads being run by Dominguez Hills to have students go there. Has there been a thought to really do a blanket marketing campaign around the state, maybe around the entire West Coast? I know it's pricey, but that would at least get the word about how great a place Chico State is.
That's right. Mike, you and I are on the same page. If you've been to the Sacramento airport lately, you'll see that we have advertising at the baggage claim and by the terminal. So you see Chico State. We also have another marketing plan that we're just about ready to launch to do just as you're suggesting, which is to really tell people our story and ask them to come to Chico State, both in the state, Western states, and actually across the country.
Yeah, I've noticed, too. I know recently, too, that both Cal State and UC systems have really focused on homegrown, homegrown students, keeping them in California and going to school. What kind of impact have you seen? Have you seen a bigger number of California students staying state? Coming to the Cal State system overall?
So there are over 400,000 students in the California State University system, and there are plenty of high school graduates to go around to all 23 campuses. It's just a matter of getting the word out and meeting them where they are and making sure they have the financial packages that they need to be able to go to college. So plenty of students. We just, as Mike suggests, need to market a little better, get the word out, and then also realize that people are still coming out of this COVID 2 years of COVID. So we'll get there.
Let's talk a little bit about looking ahead to the fall semester here and this year on campus. Any big news coming out? Anything you can share with us? As you said, it's like back to normal.
It is. I had fall convocation last week, and I actually did a virtual demonstration with a telerobot that is all about tactile. I did it with Dr. Fischel, who's a mechatronics engineer, and he owns Tangible Research, which is located here in Chico. He is competing for the X Prize in November. It's an international competition. I think one of the sponsors is Bezos, and that international competition has a prize of $8 million. There's only 20 teams worldwide, and Chico State with Dr. Fischel is one of them.
That's fantastic. On campus, there's, you know, always, you know, the ag's always big. We always hear Chico University. The farm has gotten big grants recently.
Yes, the farm has gotten really large grants recently, and the farm is going to be celebrating its 60th anniversary this fall. So everyone should look for announcements. I believe it will be early November that we'll have that celebration of 60 years, and it will be out at the farm. So yes, we're growing the farm, all aspects of it. I think we're doing great work. We've got wonderful support from Superior Ag, which is a group that supports our farm, in addition to all the our local farmers, not only up here in the North State, but statewide. And I also want to add that I chair the Agricultural Research Institute for the California State University, so I am in constant contact with industry partners from around the state.
Good. So we didn't know that about you. Good for you. You're not busy enough, right?
No, I'm looking for stuff to do.
That's right. How about, let's talk a little bit about, because I know Chico State, you have a great teacher credential program, right, where kids can come and become teachers. With the nationwide and statewide shortages, is there anything that the Cal State system is doing to attract students to jump into that profession?
Yes, our School of Education, and I encourage everyone to look at it, has wonderful programming, not just for moving through the undergraduate degree into the credential program itself, but we have a lot of program opportunities for teachers or people who wish to be teachers who are out working right now, who are able to come in and earn their credential. Additionally, we have wonderful administrative certificate programs as well to help those who are actually teaching, move up into the administrative ranks, like becoming a principal. So we have one of the best in the country. And I also serve on the American Association for College Teacher Educators, trying to make sure that we're adding additional opportunity for people who wish to be teachers in California and in the country.
Because it's attracting older, like you said, older workers as well that might want a career change.
Oh, absolutely.
Later in life, and teaching could be that path for them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit, what else is going on with
sports.
The campus?
Sports.
Well, talk about the athletic department, because you know who behind you
That's
there
right, Mike.
Is big part of that. So tell us what's going on with all the athletic department there on campus.
So the last academic year, so yes. Just last year, we had the most outstanding year in our athletic program. We won the coveted Commissioner's Cup. It's six times that we've won that cup, and last year was another. And then we also had the one of the most prestigious awards for a student athlete. Her name is Taylor Stewart. She's on the golf team. She won this most outstanding award, not only for her sport, but her academics and her civic engagement. Her ability to help others, and she's had a lot of focus on helping people with mental health receive the services that they need.
That's fantastic. So just Chico State, and even nationwide, Forbes magazine and all these still name Chico State as one of the top campuses to come to school.
So we're on a path to prominence, and we are one of the best in the country. And as we improve that marketing and tell that story, I would love everyone in the area to tell the story as well.
I did want to mention that, and you were talking about the academics and with Taylor Stewart, but I up and down the rosters for the teams, the academic achievement is really unprecedented, really in the state college system. And to me, I was just amazed at some of the team grade point averages of these athletes. It really throws away the old moniker, these jocks, they don't go to school. Oh, I beg to differ. Their GPAs are probably a half point to sometimes a full point better than the kids who don't have the structure of an athletic schedule.
It's really true. I think our athletic program is second to none. Our coaches and our athletic director are the best. And as a result, they create family, a sense of community for their athletes. These athletes are students first, and then they enjoy their sport and they excel at their sport. So you're right. With over 350 athletes, more than 118 of them have high GPA, high grade point averages, which makes them truly excelling in their academics as well as their sport.
What about the indoor attendance? Last year, I know there was a lot of separation. There was a lot of everything had to be spaced. There was a capacity limit. Do we know yet on how attendance is going to be affected at some of these events?
So we don't know yet. Obviously, our outdoor, we're encouraging everybody to come on out and enjoy our sports. As we move indoors for volleyball and basketball, we're going to be aligning with CDC. We've seen the CDC relax its requirements. And as this pandemic wanes into an endemic, I think we should be able to enjoy a closer proximity, if you will, and come back to really cheering for our teams indoors the way we used to.
All right. She is President Gail Hutchison, Chico State, kind of the annual state of the campus address for us.
I love coming here.
I love it. Listen, we're gonna give you final say. I'm a parent. Maybe my child is a senior in high school this year, or I have friends or family outside Chico, but they're looking for a place to go. Your final pitch.
Oh, my final pitch. Well, first of all, that college education is worthwhile. It will help you in the long run take care of your families and prepare for the workforce and be engaged citizen. Secondly, Chico State, we're on a path to prominence. We always have been. We can provide you best value for your dollar and that intimate community feel where you will have just wonderful relationships with faculty, staff, and other students because that's the Wildcat way. That's who we are. So
I'm looking forward to hearing Chico State commercials on Dodger broadcast. That's what I'm looking forward
okay,
to.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to talk to you about that, Mike. I think there's a future here.
All right.
And I think there's a future, too. She's a fantasy football, Mike. She just had her draft.
I just drafted last night, Mike.
Who'd you get? When did you take your quarterback, and who did you get?
I took my quarterback, I think, in the fourth or fifth round, and I have Lamar Jackson.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Yes.
All right.
I need to have her as my advisor for my draft.
Yes, you do. All the drafts that you're in.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Gail, we want to thank you for coming.
Thank you, Scott.
Always,
thanks,
great.
Gail.
Sean, yeah, thanks, Mike.
The silent partner.
That's okay. I don't have anything to add, but thank you for having us again.
All right. Yeah, you bet. Thanks for always getting us set up. President Gail Hutchison, Chico State, always a pleasure to have her in studio again. Just like everything. Thank you so much, guys.